Thursday.
He made it holy.
Yes.
He sanctified. That's why we said this is the day.
Who introduced it?
Who make it? God. It didn't happen. It didn't just appear. Sometimes we think the day just appear. That's why we say it on this radio show, and we will continue to say it. This day is the day of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Okay. You know, yes, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the first day, okay, he made it. And God made this on the first day. And the second day, okay, let's get it to the Holy Thursday.
And Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, Jesus says, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
Yes.
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it with you, new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble.
You see, pride. Too much pride right there. Too much.
Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
Yeah. Peter, too much pride. Okay.
Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there.
Before you go on.
And he...
Pastor Diane, we got to give the understanding of the humanity, because that's where we find ourselves. Jesus is telling them exactly what's going to happen, and they, in their flesh, in their own strength, said, no way. You got to read that. Peter said, forget it. I'm not going to. And so all the disciples say, and all of them did. That teaches us we can make it in our own what?
Strength.
We love God. We all love God. But we can't make it in our own strength. We have to totally what? Rely on God. Oh, no. I'm never going to sin. You know, that's our flesh. I'm always going to serve God. That's in our flesh. We got to say that I will live a victorious life through Jesus Christ. I'm more than a conqueror through him. Not by anything that I do. We got to come to Paul. I love the life of Paul. Paul says, not one good thing in me except Christ. The life I now live is the Christ that liveth in me. That makes me what? Victorious. Okay, go ahead.
And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Well. And that's the part right there that we often overlook. Jesus in his flesh did not feel like going to the cross.
Yeah.
He's asking God here, look, if there's another way, take this cup from me. But if there's not another way, not my will, but your will. So he doesn't want, there's some things that we don't want to do in our flesh, but our obedience is what's going to overcome the obstacle.
When you look, Pastor Diana, Luke chapter 17, when Jesus give us a glimpse of Jesus' humanity, when he come. Now, all the life of Jesus, you never see this part of Jesus until Luke chapter 17, when Jesus come to that day, man. He knew. He says, Father, my what? Hour has come. He was feeling it. Can you just imagine? Can you just imagine? He knew what's going to happen. What he has to go through. The finality of his life here on earth. So that's why the Lord's Supper lead and now into the garden. Mm-hmm. This is real now. This is for real. He asks his disciple, look, I need you guys. Can you watch with me for an hour? Mm-hmm. Stay here with me. Have you ever been in a place where the pain of the world and the situation that you're going through, that you want somebody there with you? You want the people that you love to just be with you. Because you're going through something. And you want, he says, well, Jesus is always there with you. Sure, though. But you also want human flesh. We know that. That Jesus, somebody said, okay, he's with you. We know that. God is with you. We know that. But guess what, Pastor Diana? You need some human flesh around you. You need to surround it. Jesus wants to be surrounded with human flesh, his disciples. Go ahead.
He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? You know that same Peter that you said that he would never be made to stumble? No. That same Peter that said, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you?
Yeah.
Is asleep.
he said, Jesus, it's all on you, brother. It's all on you. I'm going to sleep.
Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
Hey, I need you. You know, these were Jesus' guys, man. These were the guys that was with Jesus all the time. And here is this situation that he now know he has to face. He know he has to face his betrayal. He know he's going to the cross. He know all of this is coming up with him. And he says, come on, guys. I need you right now. Have you been in a situation where you need somebody, where you really need them?
Yeah, and this is where we're at right now in 2021.
Yeah.
Here in verse 45 and 46, that Jesus is saying to us, he's saying to his church, are you still sleeping and resting? You just had a year off. Are you still sleeping and resting? There's people who haven't been to church in a year. Are you still sleeping and resting? You've been to the grocery store. You've been to the doctor appointment. You've been to Ross. You've been to
You do everything that the flesh wants you to do.
Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand.
Yeah.
And the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. The Son of Man is being betrayed. The gospel of Christ is being betrayed. It's being twisted. There's false prophets running around. People are saying all kinds of foolery. People are teaching people
nonsense.
Yes, to appease the flesh.
Yeah, they're teaching people nonsense.
Appease the flesh. The Bible clearly says for us not to deny the assembling of ourselves together. It's time to get back to church. Get back to church.
Yeah, because God is what? Able. Listen to this. Do you really believe it? Mm-hmm.
God is able. Do you really believe it? Then prove it.
And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priest and the elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him." Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. But Jesus said to him, "Friend, why have you come?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, "Put your sword out, in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels?"
Believers, this morning, this is the confidence that we should have. This is the confidence. Hear Jesus here. "Man, you don't need to draw no sword. Don't you know that I can pray to the Father? This is something that I must what?
Do." Because verse 54, he says, "How then could the scriptures be fulfilled? That it must happen thus."
This is something that I must do. I can wipe these guys out. He says, if I pray to the Father, he can provide what? Legions of angels. You can't count them. But this is something that I must do. So don't fight. Put your sword up.
It's the fulfillment of the scriptures. Okay. It's the fulfillment of purpose.
You must go through that gate. He has to go through the door, that gate. Go ahead.
In that hour, Jesus said to the multitudes, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples forsook him and fled.
At that point. Remember he told them that they would? And they said, "Oh, no." They said, "Oh, no. We will never run. We will be there. We will die with you, teacher."
Yeah, no. That was just about 20 verses before. Verse 35, Peter said to them, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all the disciples.
They all said.
And then verse 56, then all the disciples forsook him and fled.
What happened?
I want to encourage you to tune in tomorrow as we go through Good Friday. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM, WMIE. Lord, make me
an instrument. You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. We are Morning Breath. We take a chapter of the Bible, read it, spend some time in the Word of God, have a daily devotion with the Lord. It's good to do it in the morning. Sometimes you can read it at night before you go to bed. Get up next morning, read it again. Kind of get that chapter laced into your life and then tune into the radio or get on a podcast or any of the other ways you can do it. And listen in and see if you saw what we saw, or you saw more than what we saw, or we saw a little extra, and all of it will go together to give you revelation on what the Word of God is talking about. And I'll tell you what, the book of Hebrews is full of revelation, Pastor David Gammon. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and it is full of revelation. There's a lot in here. Hebrews 5 today that we get to dive into, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. You got a roar shirt.